This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the real side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I'm filling in for Joe tonight. I'm planning on taking over with Tammy. We are live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room that you can join and chat with other people who are listening. And you can hang out on Facebook, Facebook Live. We also have it going. Or you can just listen in on the radio and let us know later what you're thinking about. Tonight, for this hour, I am going to talk about gender identity legislation. And I know we've talked about it. I've talked about it with Joe before. But I think it's important to really have people understand what it's truly about. Because this is extremely important legislation that's being shoved down the throats of people all across the country. We already know what happens in other countries and other places where it has been put into place. But I don't think a lot of people truly, truly understand what it's all about. You know, people hear, oh, we shouldn't discriminate against people with different gender identities. And well, most of us, of course, agree an individual has the right to believe anything they want of themselves. We all have that right. But what this legislation typically does is it forces via the long arm of the law, everyone else to also believe what those individuals believe of themselves. And that's where I part ways. You shouldn't be forcing anyone to believe what an individual believes via the long arm of the law. No one should be discriminated against. We all, I think, can agree on that. But that's what they use this gender identity legislation for. You know, this emotional reasoning to pass it. And a lot of times people don't bother really, truly understanding what it's all about or the ramifications. And we were just talking about that. On the flip side, how legislators don't really pay attention to ramifications of legislation. They just get this emotional reaction. We got to do something. We got to do something without actually researching what are the potential downfalls or what are the potential bad things about this legislation or any legislation that they're attempting to pass. And oftentimes they will just shove it through, run it through and say, no, you're wrong. We have to pass this because this potential problem and we need to have a solution. That's what they're doing with gender identity legislation. And that's what they've been doing across the country, passing this legislation. And people are fighting back. But a lot of people, again, don't understand what it truly does. And so not only does it force everyone else by a long arm of the law to believe what an individual believes, but which infringes on freedom of speech and freedom of religion, as we've already seen, with the, you know, the gun up against the baker's head, you have to bake that cake despite, your beliefs, your individual beliefs, because your individual beliefs no longer matter. Your individual beliefs mean nothing when it comes to these, you know, certain types of laws. which is not what our country was founded on, which is not how it's supposed to be. So with the gender identity legislation, you have that. You have people being forced to believe what individuals believe about themselves, no matter what it is. You have freedom, infringement upon freedom of religion, freedom of speech. But the other huge, 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 huge thing that many people don't get about gender identity legislation is that they usually say, when a person feels they're a different gender than the one they were born as, than their biological gender. The majority of, well, trans people are typically people who believe, you know, it might be a biological man who believes he's a woman, or a biological woman who believes her gender identity is that of a man. Now, biology aside, they believe these things. So gender identity legislation says, therefore, they are true. And what this does is literally redefines the gender identity of over 97% of the population who identify, quote unquote, with their biological sex. So for less than a tiny percentage, less than 3% of the entire population, this legislation redefines the definition of men and women. And the huge part, a lot of men might not take, because it might not have, it does not have the same ramifications, but it absolutely, unequivocally has severe ramifications for women. Because for years, since the late 1800s, in fact, women have been fighting for sex-based legal protections and sex-segregated spaces. And suddenly, all the rights that women have fought for are gone. They're erased in public policy. Because basically, they are saying, this public policy, this legislation is saying, anyone who identifies or anyone who claims to be a woman is now going to be regarded as a woman. So therefore, the legal definition of woman, and there is one, is gone. It's erased. Because now it'll include biological men. And it doesn't matter if they have full-blown surgery, get all the surgery, they will be still intact men. And we're going to continue on with this topic after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A couple of nitwits.
And we're back. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host filling in for Joe tonight, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook at our website, The Real Thought. realside.com. You can find a chat room. Join everybody in there. Chit chat about what's going on. And we're going to continue the discussion about gender identity legislation. Now, I know it's a topic a lot of people don't want to talk about, discuss. It's obnoxious. Most people just inherently disagree with it already. But the thing is, it really does have severe ramifications, and it's not just about bathrooms and locker rooms. This legislation actually will make it so biological men can be in domestic abuse shelters, rape centers, homeless shelters that are for women. Women's sports, girls' sports. We've already seen these things happen across the country and other parts of different countries where there's a man in Alaska who claims to be transgender, and he's suing a homeless shelter, the woman's side of it, for not allowing him entrance. And, you know, what about the safety and the privacy of the women that are in there? Does that not matter suddenly? You know, a lot of women that are in these places have been traumatized. And they're there for help. Maybe they were traumatized by a man, in fact. And they want to go to a safe space. And I don't mean safe space like Snowflake safe space. They want to go to a safe space where they can talk with other women and be around other women and not have to worry about any kind of fear or issues that might traumatize them or re-traumatize them. But that doesn't seem to matter. We're seeing this all over. They're even, you know, trying to, two women were basically told to leave a shelter in Canada because they weren't comfortable being forced to sleep in the same room with a biologically intact man. The fact that he was wearing a dress didn't make a difference to them. One of them specifically was there for trauma from a relationship that she had previously been in. And they had to leave. So these are the kind of issues that are coming up with this legislation. And it's interesting that so many people don't grasp the harsh reality of the ramifications and the outfall. I know that in New Hampshire, this legislation failed a couple of years ago, rightfully as it should. It was brought forth by Democrats. But this time around, Republicans sponsored the same exact legislation, and they passed it despite testimony from women and others, despite all the information and about cases all across the country in different places that have passed this, despite how much this legislation specifically hurts women, Republicans, including the Republican Governor Chris Sununu, have decided that they want to pass this. Forget the over 600,000 women who will be negatively affected by this. They don't matter. We don't matter. And that's what's happening across the country is this used to be just some extreme left-wing cultural Marxist legislation being pushed by Democrats. But now, for some reason, Republicans are jumping on board. And it's really interesting since in reality, Republicans are actually the ones who fight for women's rights. I know Democrats like to say that. They like to say that all the time. But, you know, it was Republicans who helped women get the right to vote way back when. It's Republicans who typically push for Second Amendment, less gun control, which helps women because women have a right to protect themselves. Equal pay, that was passed in, I don't know, early 1960s, 1964, I believe. Republicans helped pass that. You know, Democrats still lie to women and say that we don't earn equal pay because they still have to create this victimhood mentality that women don't earn equal pay. So we have to keep fighting and voting for Democrats to do something that it already exists. But Republicans are usually better than that. And the problem this time is that they're pushing legislation and passing legislation that actually creates women who are victims. It actually victimizes actual women. And the sad part is the log cabin Republicans, who I have long supported, are pushing this as well. Apparently the L, G, and B are far less important than the T. There's many lesbians who are also against this gender identity legislation. L, G, and B are not much like T. Not quite sure how they jumped on that bandwagon, but they did. And that's one of the things that in your own states, especially at the local level, you really have to start paying attention to, because this, and I'll explain after the break who exactly is pushing this legislation and why, but it's important that to know that they're trying to push it now in Republican controlled, whether it's a governorship or legislatures, because they're want to get everybody on board. They want to make everybody think, oh, this is the right thing to do. And that way they can more easily shove it down the throats of Americans and shove it down the throats of women and take away their actual definition of their own gender that they identify with. Because if it's not just a partisan, only Democrats, far left-wing Democrats want it, well, then it really must make sense, right? No, it doesn't. It will never make sense. It will never be right. And it will always hurt everyone except the people that think it's okay to infringe upon others' rights. This isn't your typical anti-discrimination legislation, which is what they always say it is. It is legislation that now allows certain groups to discriminate against others, like women. And women essentially become second-class citizens to biological men who believe they're women. You can believe it all you want. You have the individual right. Most trans people, and especially most trans women I know, just want to be left alone. They don't want any of this radical activism that's going on. They just want to go about their business and go about their life and live their lives. And we'll be back after the break and after I get some water so I don't choke on you guys and discuss some more of this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Morin, and I'm filling in, taking over with Tammy for the night while Joe gets a break. Again, you can check out the website and the chat room at therealside.com. We also have the chat going on to all our cool Facebook peeps who are chatting back and forth and commenting. And I'm just going to get right back into it. So some of you are probably asking yourselves, why in the hell would Republicans put their name onto anything like gender identity legislation? And I think they really believe the emotional reasoning of it. And they're being pushed by, you know, out-of-state super PACs. And people like the log cabin Republicans. Oh, you have to push this. You have to do it if you want to have a big tent. And if you want to, you know, you want millennials to like you. I really think that's one of the reasons they're being pushed. Even though this hurts millennials and this hurts their own base and this hurts people who are independents and it hurts Democrats. You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to just take one for the team and, you know, use this emotional reasoning and people will get on board with you. Except we're seeing here in New Hampshire that there's a majority of people that are against this legislation, especially when they find out the truth, which I already talked about in the first couple of segments. You know, the truth is it's not about discrimination. Most people are covered under the same discrimination laws in other states. I know in New Hampshire they are. But if there's a problem, you know, any kind of gap, well, look at that gap. Don't ignore the ramifications, because the ramifications far outweigh any kind of benefit you think is happening from this gender identity legislation. But, you know, apparently that's a little bit too much effort for legislators to make when passing extremely important laws that will have lasting effects. And will not be able to be reversed once they pass them. So it's just interesting that they're suddenly jumping on board with this when, if you recall, the left was shoving this kind of social justice warrior BS down our throats for how many years? Since Obama got in office? And people came out of the woodwork partially because of that. They were sick of it. And then knew that crackpot Hillary Clinton would keep pushing it and keep going and moving forward with it. So that's, and of course Trump was the opposite. No, forget that PC, all that PC, you know, snowflake stuff. We're not going to play like that. We're going to base things in reality, and we're not going to push things on people that are bogus. And Republicans seem to forget that voters elected Trump, and part of the reason was because of all of these type of things being shoved by Democrats. Why some Republicans think that passing something that got, they were against and people were against and was one reason they were even elected in the first place is, I don't know, do they have bad advisors? Do they think log cabin Republicans represent the entire mix of society and constituents? Because I know many lesbians who are also against gender identity legislation because, you know, lesbians are women and lesbians don't want to have their gender identity redefined either. Tammy, I'm going to bring Tammy in. Tammy, why don't you come in and ask me about that? Because I have some things to say about that, too. Tammy's talking to me on the sly.
I am. So
you are.
Well, you know, what you said about the girl with the gun who says she was able to finally protect herself and she's getting death threats for carrying a gun from liberals who don't want her to have a gun. Maybe these people are being threatened or maybe their families are being threatened.
I don't know about that, but let's put it this way, and I'm sure you've seen it. If you're just a soccer mom who just has concerned about your daughter's safety and privacy, you're called a transphobe, a bigot, and they're nasty. And some of these trans activists are very nasty, and they've actually committed violent acts and threatened feminists who are against this legislation. So some of them are violent and nasty. I don't know if that's the case here, but we don't know what we don't know.
Well,
right?
Elected officials have all of their information out in public, so they are very exposed. And
right.
Even at the state level, they don't have protection. What did he just
say?
Okay, hang on one second. I got to put up some more volume.
Okay. They couldn't hear you?
No, he told me he couldn't hear me. Sorry about that. Okay, so the legislators, even at the state, really don't have protections like maybe some of our Congress people and senators and those types of people do. They have a pretty fair amount of safety, feeling safe about what their positions are. But
right.
But people at local levels and even at the state level don't have those kinds of protections. So
well,
it can be very frightening. And if you've got some of these crazy activists coming after you, or even just on the sly going, you really don't want to vote like that because I know where your daughter goes to school.
Right. I don't know that it's like that here. First of all, our governor does have protection, and we have constitutional carry. The people I know, the Republicans that did vote to pass this legislation, they were actually nasty about it. They basically called women who became victims because of gender identity laws in place, they called them liars. They didn't say the words, and they didn't specifically point out certain women, but they basically did call them liars and said that they were lying about being victimized and that these laws didn't do anything to harm women. So they called, you know, and they called women liars. You know, women such as myself who's against this. I mean, believe me, I can't even tell you all the names I've been called. All the nasty things that have been said to me because I am against this. And I go back to always, I'm for everyone's individual right to believe whatever they want. Where I draw the line is when you infringe upon my rights. Then I have a problem with it.
But what is the lie that they say that you're saying?
That this doesn't harm women. That this doesn't change or do anything to women. All it does is stop people from discriminating against trans people, which wasn't really happening in New Hampshire in the first place.
Which wasn't happening in the first place.
No. In New Hampshire, trans people have had the ability to sue for discrimination for 2 decades. But they don't like the reason they can sue because it had to do with mental disorder. So that's why I say if there's a gap in the law, deal with it. But, you know, there's like 71 gender identities. How long before people are suing because you didn't call them whatever gender identity they made up that year?
Right.
You know? It's basically, and like I've said over and over, and I know you guys in California have these laws already in place.
Right.
And you know, it may not affect every single one of us, but at some point, women are going to realize they're silenced and they are second-class citizens because of these laws that allow anyone who claims to be a woman to be considered one. Suddenly our whole gender identity is disappeared. Or changed, I should say, altered.
So do you see this reversing?
The governor hasn't signed it yet. I don't know that he will. He probably will. And I'll talk about the activism on the other, in the last half, but in the last part. But he said he will, even though his base is not happy. I have seen Republicans vote for big government, ridiculous legislation, and I still never saw their base be as angry as they are about this.
Are you still having
Seriously.
Protesters there about this? Are there still protests or rallies and things going on about this?
No, they just had a little things at the State House. There aren't really that many who are even fighting for this. A lot of them are just paid hacktivists because there is a big super PAC that's pushing this. And that's what I'm going to talk about on the other half is all the money that's going into this. So I think that is something else to do with it, too. There's a lot of money on the left. A ton. Billions more than anyone on the right has or spends. So we'll be back and talk about that in the last segment of this hour.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
And we're back. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am not Joe Messina. I am Kimberly Moran, filling in for Joe tonight while he gets a break and Tammy and I take over. We are live on Facebook at the website, therealside.com. You can check out the chat room. You can hang out in the Facebook. You can check us out on YouTube. And we're going to continue this conversation. I can't believe we could probably talk for hours about this. But we're going to continue. I'm going to continue the conversation about gender identity legislation. So we talked about what it is, why it's bad, why Republicans are pushing it now. And I think one of the reasons is because there is a multimillionaire. He might be a billionaire. Named Tim Gill from Colorado. He is runs a out-of-state super PAC foundation that pushes this all across the country. He's one of the reasons Colorado went from red to blue. And it's interesting, you know, he's spending all kinds of money. He's the one who wants to use Republicans as part of his little experiment to see if it'll work. But he's spending tons of money on this, and it's interesting that recently he said that he basically wanted these laws because he wants to punish those who disagree. Punish the wicked, quote unquote. Because, you know, these laws, again, will infringe upon freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and of course women's rights. And what does he care? He's a multimillionaire gay activist. So he's one of the people that is pushing this and spending tons of money. They spend tons of money, so they try to make it seem like there's a lot of people who support it, when in reality a majority do not, especially once they learn how what the ramifications are and how kind of insane this legislation actually is. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, maybe that's the threats that Tammy was talking about that Republicans are getting. Well, you know, if you don't pass this, we're going to make sure and spend lots of money so you don't get reelected. Well, you know, if all you care about is reelection and you don't care about the actual people who elected you or who you represent or their lives, then maybe you shouldn't be reelected regardless, because that's basically what's going to happen, especially in New Hampshire. You know, it's the Republican governor is, you know, he's done some good things. He passed constitutional carry, but he passes this and his base is not going to be happy, and neither are a lot of people, because, you know, the other side, the super PAC, wealthy super PAC, that's pushing this in the state. They might have a lot of money, but there's a lot of people in New Hampshire who have a lot of influence and who know how to get the word out to regular people, because that's who's being ignored in all of this. It's just, as with any kind of legislation that's specific like this, and I bet people notice it in their own states, there's always outside influence. If something's really important in a state, within a state, then typically the people in that state will be wanting it or pushing for it, because it's harming actual people on a regular basis, or people are seeing a need for it. But in this case, in a lot of cases we find, in New Hampshire at least, there's no need for certain things. But they come and they try to push it. Out-of-state multimillionaires, super PACs, push legislation on our small little state to see what dimwit Republicans they can get to go along. Now, think about that for a second. And I know you can't, it's hard to think about in California, Tammy, because you don't have many Republicans in the legislature. But, and I didn't in Massachusetts either when I used to live there. But in New Hampshire, we actually have a House-controlled Senate. The House is controlled by Republicans. The Senate, the governor's office, and the executive council, which is something only we have, all Republican. But yet, they're going to push legislation that's extreme left-wing radical legislation. That doesn't even compute to most people. It doesn't even compute. And it's these out-of-state super PAC multimillionaires who are actually pushing this and trying to use Republicans and use small states like New Hampshire as a petri dish to see how many suckers they can get to pass this. It doesn't matter to these guys what the ramifications are, because the super PAC's going to get up and go off to the next state and push it. And they pay their hacktivists. And they don't have to worry about, well, how much money can I spend this month to do an ad or whatever, because they have money after money after money after money going. So that's the other thing to think about, is where are these things coming from? Where is this sort of off-the-hook legislation coming from that is being pushed? And a lot of times, and I guarantee this is in a lot of the different states of people who are listening, it's coming from an out-of-state organization pushing it, sort of to just keep pushing their agenda all across the country. And it's not just one. It's multiple. We talked about Marcy's Law before, which was a California crazy nut job trying to push legislation in New Hampshire. That failed, thank God. Of course, our governor was for that, but there was a lot of money behind that as well. But that failed. We fought against that. But these are the kind of things that happen because people have money, especially on the left. They like to spend a lot of money, and that's who pushed the gay marriage all across the country. It's the same guy, actually, Tim Gill. And now he's trying it with the gender identity legislation to see how far he can get and how far he can push and push and keep pushing the same cultural Marxist agenda. And people are just going to not do anything about it. Because if you do, if you actually say anything about it, you're instantly labeled a transphobe, a hater, a bigot, and all kinds of other things. I was actually called a racist because I'm against this legislation. And I still can't figure out why, but, you know, sometimes the left just likes to throw things against the wall and see what they can make stick. And that's the other thing. In places about this gender identity legislation, in places, some places in Canada, in I think it was Toronto, they removed the words mother and father from official government documents. Why? Because they weren't inclusive. A school somewhere decided there would be no more Mother's and Father's Day activities because it wasn't inclusive. Now, so instead of maybe adding other terms for mother and father, they decided to completely exclude the terms mother and father. So not only does this wipe out womanhood or redefine womanhood, it redefines motherhood, and that goes the same for men and fatherhood. Now, every child has a mother and a father. It doesn't matter who their parents may be. Every child has a mother and a father. Even test tube babies have a mother and a father because that's how humans are made. So why would you wipe out those words? Especially since 97% of the population identifies as those two things when they're parents. It's almost like they're trying to just create a genderless society eventually by proving that they can get rid of or redefine the two main genders that the majority of society actually identifies, quote unquote, with. Because there's no other reason for it. They want to be inclusive, yet they're far more exclusive than anyone else is being. Which doesn't make sense. And of course, they're more intolerant than anyone else is being, who they claim are, you know, they claim the opposite. People like me who don't like gender identity legislation and are against it. I'm supposedly intolerant. No, I'm just intolerant of those who want to infringe upon my rights and redefine my gender identity. I've lived this way my whole life. I'm not the one who changed. Someone else did. I shouldn't have to change or be redefined because of someone else.
So, Kimberly.
Yes.
How do you guys fight somebody with that much money who's probably pushing TV ads and all kinds of stuff, print ads? How do you combat that, especially when some of the people on the right are caving into considering the legislation?
It's usually grassroots efforts in doing it, just getting the word out there and getting people to call. If Governor Sununu passes this, it'll be against all the people who called, who are a majority.
All right,
so. It'll be against his own constituents. So I don't know. If he does that, he'll lose his next election. I guarantee it.
So more people need to call the governor at this point.
People need to call. They need to let them know, in this case, New Hampshire, let them know, no, we aren't going to tolerate this. This is not why we elected you, buddy. Not even close. If we wanted someone who was going to pass this, we would have elected the other guy who was creepy as heck.
Right.
The Democrat.
All right, Kim.
But
tell them what's coming up the next hour, because you're on your way out.
All right. In the next hour, I am going to be speaking with Aaron Cruz, a conservative candidate for U.S. Senate in California.